Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Is the Congress serious about curtailing the NSA and the U.S. National Security Establishment's ability to spy indiscriminately on everyone in the U.S. electronically? Well, maybe so. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives took a surprising step to curb federal government power, and it voted to defund two key NSA programs. The bill still has to pass the Senate. For details of last night's vote, we go to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Hey, Todd, how much of a surprise was this?
John, it was a big surprise. I have to say, you know, everybody's been pretty preoccupied, and rightfully so, with Iraq, with Bo Bergdahl, with leadership elections, a new majority leader. And late last night on the House floor, an amendment kind of got sprung on a defense appropriations bill that, as you said, defunds two key NSA surveillance programs.
What kind of surveillance does this seem to target? And is the fact that it was an amendment in some way a sign that it might get revisited in some different bill?
In a Senate bill, it could be revisited. First, let's go over exactly what the House did. Backdoor searches. You've heard of them before. This is a form of warrantless searching on the internet that the NSA has done. Now, in the past, under the Patriot Act, the NSA has been allowed to search that database of communications between Americans and foreigners without specific warrants. They've had foreign targets that are sometimes warranted under broad warrants, but as long as they're not targeting Americans, they've been surveilling Americans. That's clear. This amendment that passed last night, overwhelmingly, by the way, defunds, says the NSA can't spend any money to do that at all. The second part of this, which people may have heard about, is the practice of the NSA going to technology companies and building in back doors to the software or the hardware that make it easier for American authorities to search those devices and that software. And this also defunds any ability for the NSA to do that, John.
Let's explore that. Okay, so we saw those pictures in Glenn Greenwald's book about the NSA actually installing little devices in servers that actually do exactly what you're saying. So this bill prevents the NSA from spending any money to put a gadget in, to even put a sort of software program in to develop software encryption that would accomplish the same thing. They can't fund any of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I want to sort of put a finer point on why this is such a big deal. It was last year that an amendment to end bulk data collection, the telephone collection, failed by a razor-thin margin in the House. And that put everyone on notice that the broad House was really, really unhappy with some of the revelations that they found in the Ed Snowden treasure trove. Now, despite the fact that everybody criticizes Edward Snowden, it did put a lot of people on notice. We had covered, John, just about 6 weeks ago, revisions to the Patriot Act and reforms to the NSA that really stripped out a lot of these very reforms we're talking about today before they ever got to the floor. And nobody ever got to vote on them. Well, last night in this amendment, it did get to the floor. And despite the fact that some of the most powerful leaders on the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee that govern this stuff voted and railed against it, a broad cross-section of the House passed it, 293 votes to 123, a coalition of liberals, civil libertarians, libertarians on the right, conservatives. So a broad, broad cross-section here.
A big bellwether vote, although it does move the goalposts in a sense. The database still exists in the telecom companies. It's just the borderline of where the government can actually peek at it. That's what's changed here, right?
John, that's a separate issue. That's telephone collection, and that's right. The telephone data is still probably going to exist at the phone companies. How they search it is the question, and that's a separate question. You mentioned the Senate before. Look, we have to mention the House is the place where most of the activism over the NSA has lived. When this goes to the Senate, it's going to be a much heavier lift to uphold this broadly supported amendment that the House did last night.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet.